Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Lee and Haley podcast. We call it Overtime, where we discuss things about the broadcast television show you may have seen or things that have happened to us in our lives. And today's show is brought to you by Shun Li. It is wonderful Chinese cuisine with authentic Chinese. Yes. So we went there, what was it, last week?
Yeah.
We took the staff. We had lunch. Oh, it's so good. And I've heard nothing but rave reviews for people who have been there. It is located at 111 Woodland Avenue. It is, for reservations, 309, I should say the area code, 859-309-0305. I got the, what did I get? General So. Is it General So or General So?
I think it's, General So. I think it's however much emotion you want to bring to it.
I like
it. Yes, yes.
Mine was good. What'd you get?
I got the wonton soup, and it was the best wonton soup I've ever had.
What'd you get, Nua?
I don't remember. No clue.
You got some sort of noodle dish.
I think it was chicken lo mein.
Yeah, I think it was
chicken lo mein.
So it was so good.
Yeah, so we took the entire team except for Nikita, and she'll complain about it forever. She hates when we take, but she, you know, she's a part-timer, okay? But anyway, so everything we had was amazing. They've got a great lunch deal, and you can customize anything, and it was so delicious.
Yeah.
Located in Lexington, Woodland Avenue.
All right. So what's new with you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, we just got done taping the latest episode of The Lee and Haley Show, and it was pretty hysterical for many reasons. Partly because I went to the dentist this morning before, and I didn't think through that they would. It was for a cavity. I had to get a filling in my back tooth in the front, or my back tooth on the top, I should
top.
Say.
Top, okay.
And, I just didn't think about the fact that they would be numbing me. And so 2 hours later, we go to film the show, and my mouth was still numb, and I couldn't.
You looked as if you suffered from Bell's palsy.
I did. And our camera operator was so sweet that he got a zoomed in solo shot of my face.
Yeah.
And so enjoy that when you tune in to
Droopy Face.
Yeah, the episode that airs on Thursday, March 7th, the day of this, the day you're seeing this podcast is that episode of the show. Enjoy, because we got very hysterical because it was just ridiculous.
So. Droopy Face Harmon.
Anyway, I go to Justice Dental in Lexington. This is not sponsored, but I've gone to Justice Dental ever since I moved to Lexington 10 years ago. They are the best, in my opinion. Mm. All the docs there are so amazing.
Did you get a free service? Is that what this is right now?
Lord, no. My insurance gets the bill. Oh. And I had to pay some. You know how it works. Yeah. But anyway, just wanted to share. People ask me. A couple random people have asked me lately, what dentist do you go to? I need to make a dentist appointment. Mm-hmm. I think
people assume I don't have one.
Really? And they would be shocked. You go like more than you're supposed to.
Well, not more than I'm supposed to. I think they.
Soft teeth.
I go to the same place you go to, but they don't trust my maintenance. So they're like, we're going to see you more than we see normal patients, so we can make sure we stay ahead of the game because we don't trust you to do the things we're asking.
Like
floss.
Oh, you do brush though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But why don't you floss? Floss sticks are the greatest invention of life. I never flossed except the day before I'd go to the dentist when I was younger, and then they would floss. Other than that, I was like, nope, can't be bothered. Floss sticks came into my life, and yeah. I
like floss sticks.
Love it.
A friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, found a device in his oldest male, his son. His oldest son's bedroom.
What was it?
It is something that vibrates.
Oh, dear.
He has...
I'm waiting on the segue of how we get to this point.
He has a girlfriend.
Okay.
And occasionally she visits. So our mutual friend had to have a very awkward conversation. What is this?
What is this? Did she?
And he.
Did you?
He owned it. He just cavalier. Just, yeah, that's what that is. Yeah, she loves it. Now.
I don't know how we got here.
I'm telling you how we got here.
Oh, okay.
So that.
Because I keep thinking there'll be a callback and the funny joke will develop, but it keeps not developing.
It keeps getting darker.
Yeah.
So that night.
Oh.
Our friend can't sleep very well because his youngest son is brushing his teeth with an electric toothbrush in the other room. and he's hearing, and he's like, oh no.
She's over.
And then here comes the middle child. They all got electric toothbrushes. And he's hearing this in his sleep.
And he's thinking,
yes, the worst.
It's
the worst.
Yeah, that's hers. She loves it.
Yeah. I don't know what the discipline protocols were, if there were any, but I'm just saying it was, instead of going, oh, like I would have done.
Well, there was no shame. It was an electric toothbrush. Was it an electric toothbrush?
No, ma'am.
See, now I don't get it. See, I thought the big reveal was going to be.
I caught on a minute ago.
Okay. Okay, I see now. It actually was a vibrator.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I was thinking he was mistaken, and it was her, like, pink electric toothbrush that just didn't have the head on it, maybe, and so it looked a little...
No. No, he said this device looked like Mr. Microphone.
Oh, gosh. Wow. Was it the...
But the point of this is when you mentioned your electric toothbrush, the anxiety of the other children brushing their teeth as he hears that noise coming from the other room.
He could hear the noise coming from the other room?
Yes, of the electric toothbrush. Oh.
I was like, what? But he had any details on this
product. Now every time he hears it, he's not sure what he's hearing.
Yeah. How old is the son?
He's like 18.
What? Does his mother know?
No.
Okay, every family, every house is different. When I tell you the upheaval that would have occurred in my household if my 18-year-old brother had that been found in his room and then he just cops to it. Yeah, it's my girlfriend. She keeps it here. She loves it. What?
I wouldn't be here today if that was me.
No. I mean, that's the difference in dads and sons, though. Would my dad have covered for my brother? But I don't know. I think my dad would have been like, well, I have to tell your mother.
My dad would have killed me.
Yeah, my dad probably would have killed
me. Well, you're not doing it in this house.
Yeah, my dad would have said, take that out of here. Y'all do whatever you're doing.
No, he would
just know the Lord is watching.
Oh, yeah. He said, I don't know what kind of deal you've cut with a good Lord.
Yeah.
But it ain't working.
Uh-uh.
No, but... and
your friend just allows this?
I don't know that he's allowing it.
But he knows it's happening.
He was telling me he was shocked at the cavalier attitude of the oldest.
No shame.
No, he's like, yeah, that's what it is. And he actually said, you want me to use that or use this?
I would be getting a slap across the face. I just know.
And he didn't know what to do. I mean, it was the audacity of all of it.
The boldness. How
yes.
bold. No fear of punishment.
None.
And did the dad punish him?
I don't know
no
that part.
No fear of punishment because the child doesn't even get punishment.
I don't know about that.
This is our mutual friend?
Yeah.
Does it?
Don't.
Okay. I guess I'll have the self-control to ask you afterwards. But I got to know.
You know who it is. But the point being, the anxiety now, if you're in bed and you hear that noise.
Oh, my
and you
Lord.
Think, oh, please, no, don't tell me he's at that again.
Oh, Lord. Is he in high school, the son?
Or about to be in college.
Okay. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. It's a whole new world out there now.
When I tell you, I would have spontaneously combusted. Now, forget the stories with my brother. Imagine if that was me and that was found in my room.
That's what I'm saying.
I would instantly just start lying. I would instantly start acting like, you know, a lot of kids do this. Instantly start acting like, A, that's not mine. B, I don't even know what that is. What is that?
Yeah.
I'm as confused as you. It would have been my first tactic. And then when they nailed me to the wall, because obviously they'd see through those lies, I would just melt into a pile of tears.
Yes.
Please forgive me.
Right.
Can you ask God to forgive me? I feel terrible. Just shame. Shame blanket over me.
Right.
That would have been me. What would you have done?
I know what I'd... Well, I was much older. Not much, but I was 25 maybe. And my dad was out of town.
And
I went to his place.
Cool.
And used
with someone.
Yes, and had a thing that you use.
For those that are just listening, he just mimed opening a wrapper.
Yeah.
And
somehow the wrapper got away from me. I don't know where it went.
Oh, dear.
And I couldn't find it.
Sure.
Now the device was disposed of properly, but I don't know where that wrapper went. Did a quick search and I couldn't find it. And I thought, well, this thing just doesn't exist anymore.
It's gone. It's
yes.
gone where all the one socks go that you lose in the dryer.
Fast forward a week later.
Oh, God.
My dad and his wife have family over.
Oh, I thought I know what you were going to say.
And they have a a little five-year-old who is sitting over in the corner playing with something. They go, "What are you playing with?"
And she says, "Trojan Man."
Yeah. And it, well, he's like, you know, looking at, "Give me that." And they go, "What is this?" And then, of course, the detective work begins, you know.
Does your stepmom think your dad's cheating?
Well, that's the first thing. Dad has to exonerate himself.
It's not me, baby.
I don't know what that is. And then, you know, dad's, of course, you know, Lee.
He had
access to this place. Mm-hmm. You got to be kidding me.
Was it in, let me ask this. I don't want to draw conclusions.
And I said, I would have got away with it if Paul John hadn't fingered me. The little kid.
The kid's name was Paul John?
Yes.
You could have used other verbiage there, just so you know.
Well, that's what we say in prison.
Okay. You wouldn't survive one day in prison. Mm. Anyway, yikes. The reason I instantly jumped to singing Trojan Man is because one time when we were in probably middle school, one of my friend Allie, we were over at their house, and her parents were like pillars of the church. And either a Trojan condom commercial had been on TV or something. It had a catchy jingle, the Trojan Man.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't know what
that was.
So this might have been late elementary or early middle school, like enough to, we were very innocent. And she saw it or whatever. And then they had a two-story house with a big landing up at the top. And we were all just hanging out. And she stood at the top of the stairs and put her hands on her hip and posed like the first one and just yells, "Trojan Man!" from downstairs. What?
Yeah.
Her dad, the deacon. Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
It was not good. But then it was okay once they realized she's just, the marketing team for Trojan made her
mimicking
sing
what
it.
She heard.
She was like, I don't know what that is.
She doesn't know what it is. No context for that. Yeah.
Not at all. Anyway. So anytime someone brings up a condom, I just think, Trojan Man.
Man, I miss my innocence.
Please let me ask you a question here, and the Lord is watching. Tell the truth.
He always is.
He always is.
Yeah.
When you went with this person that you took to your dad's house and sinned greatly.
She was a smoke show. Yes.
It was worth it. Oh, where did you go to a guest bedroom?
We were on the floor, I believe, in the living room.
Oh, good.
We were overtaken.
My great fear was that this was
my father's bed.
Forgive
what
me, Lee.
What are you talking
you
about?
You leave a condom wrapper at his house.
In the floor. I thought it went under the couch. I looked everywhere. I don't know where it went.
You looked like men look for anything. If it's not at your eye line, it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I guarantee you got done and we're like, it's not here. I don't see it.
Yeah, let's go eat.
So you were on the floor in the living room. You were overcome and had, and then.
Yeah. I had no energy left to look for it.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Well, anyway, what have we been up to on the show this week? Let's see. So those of you that have tuned in, or let's talk about a little of what is coming up on the show. So the Lee and Haley Show airs weekdays. Check your local listings. We air in Kentucky, North Carolina, Georgia, and Mississippi.
Yes.
Let's shout out Wilmington today. Wilmington, one of the cities that we air in. We love Wilmington. We got to go down there when we launched the show. Hopefully we'll go back soon. If you haven't been to Wilmington, North Carolina, all the hype is real. It is the cutest little coastal town, but they've got a lot going on. And the TV station there that we air on is absolutely amazing. WWAY.
Yeah.
So check them out there. If you live in Wilmington, hello, hello. If you don't and you go visit there, catch the Lee and Haley Show weekdays. Let's see.
On the seat, Cape Fear, CW.
Cape Fear, CW, that's right. This week, Lee and I took an Irish dance class.
We did.
We went to McTaggart Irish Dancers in Lexington, and they teach classes there for people that are really serious about it and want to compete. But
you
also,
had good technique, no passion. I had all passion, no technique.
Yes, if only we could be one, then we would be great. So that'll be airing, obviously, before St. Patrick's Day. The Oscars are this weekend. And so Lee and I sat down, and you'll see that on the show Friday.
We made predictions.
Yeah, we made predictions on who's going to win. Lee and I agreed on most categories, but a couple we didn't. And so we'll see after the Oscars this coming Sunday, airing on ABC at 7 p.m. Eastern, who won. So a couple of them seemed like a lock, but maybe not. Sometimes there'll be surprises.
I used to love, you know, there was a time a long time ago.
Yeah.
The Oscars would air the same time as the NCAA championship.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, they thought so too after a while. So
yeah,
then they
because
they
they're basically alienating half their audience. For both.
But the Oscars
people like
was,
movies and sports.
Like
friends.
Was always on a Tuesday. Either Bob Hope or Johnny Carson would host. But then, you know, it grew with Billy Crystal and became
so,
iconic, and it was a Sunday, and you know,
what was the Western Billy Crystal was in?
A City Slickers.
City Slickers. I couldn't think of the name. Anyway.
But then Hollywood ate itself with wokeness and became all about political stances and speeches, and you know, it just lost.
Yeah, there were several
luster.
Years there where it was unwatchable.
Yeah,
it was too. No matter it, no sides, no judgment.
And
on
then they got
your
away.
Political leanings. It was
well,
just
it's just that's the point. Nobody
wants to watch an award show.
I
where
go
everyone,
to the movies to be entertained. So
yeah.
Hey, this is a show about entertainment. All of a sudden, now I got to hear your speech about something that has nothing to do with what you
the
just
movies,
did
yeah.
or the film you were in.
Yeah.
I'm not here for that.
Yeah.
So I left. So I hardly ever watch it now.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, sometimes that still happens, but this award season, I could be wrong. I haven't watched every single show, but I feel like there was really not that much of it.
Well, I think people got tired of it.
I think so. And I think celebs got tired of, you know, so that, not that they weren't making good points or here and there, you know, whatever.
Give
whatever.
A lot of credit to Ricky Gervais on that one for calling him out.
Yeah.
On the Golden Globes. Good job, Ricky.
Yeah. What do you think of Jimmy Kimmel as the host? He's hosting Oscars.
I think Jimmy will do fine.
I think he does a great job.
Yeah.
You know, and he's been saying
the best host of all time is Billy Crystal.
Oh, yeah.
And
amazing.
I saw some video the other day of Jimmy saying that after he did his first Oscars, he got a phone call from Billy Crystal and said, "You did a great job." And he goes, "That meant the world to me."
Yeah.
Nobody was better than Billy.
What did he say to James Franco?
Oh, you mean who? Billy?
Yeah.
And Anne Hathaway? Didn't they do it together? Yeah,
yeah,
that was bad. It was a bad
it was
decision.
So bad.
Why would you have actors do it? You need comics because comics are built for improvisation and built for spontaneity.
Mm-hmm. And how much spontaneity is built into the show?
But things do happen.
True that you got a riff off of.
Like when Jack Palance came up and started doing push-ups. Billy Crystal riffed on that the entire night.
Oh, yeah.
An actor probably not going to. There's some talented, funny actors out there, but Billy was built for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was definitely the worst year hosting wise in recent memory. Poor Anne Hathaway and James Franco. They just neither one. It just wasn't good. It wasn't good. Love them both as actors, but yikes, that was so bad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think Kimmel will do good. I am rooting for
Barbie.
Barbie. No, I'm rooting for a lot of the films. I feel like there's some great films this year. I saw Barbie. I still have yet to see Oppenheimer, but just I already feel like I know I'm going to love it. I do plan on watching it actually this
it's
week.
It's long.
I know, but it's one of those
Nolan
movies.
Christopher Nolan doesn't know how to stop. It's good. I like, but there it is legitimately 30 minutes too long.
I've heard that. Okay. You know, so should I just...
For it to be really entertaining, of course, it's his artwork, so you know, that's the way I would have edited his movie. I don't have the skill set nor the ability to make a wonderful piece of art the way Christopher Nolan did.
Yeah.
But just for my entertainment aspects, I wish it was 30 minutes shorter so I wouldn't have to be thinking about I gotta pee the entire time.
Yes. And also it's like if it's drawn out scenes that could be, you know, chopped by a minute here or there, 30 minutes would be easy to cut out. You know, that's kind of the philosophy we have on our show, the Lee and Haley Show, with the shoots and segments that we do. We're like, a piece can be long if it warrants it, if it's all entertaining. But I'd rather have a 3-minute package on, you know, Irish dancing that's hilarious than an 8-minute one where about halfway through you're like, okay, get to the dancing or get to the so-and-so.
Until Bridget tells you, no, we need 5 minutes.
5 minutes. And then it's just,
all right,
just
so
a solid shot of
stink.
You with passion-filled, no talent dancing.
Right.
No, that piece is good. We had such a fun shoot. Allison, our instructor, she's the owner at the McTaggart Irish Dancers in Lexington. It was so, we loved our time with her. So she's an excellent teacher. And they, what we were going to say about that is they teach obviously people that want to do it for competition, but also people that just want to do it for fun and meet people in the Irish dancing community or for fitness. People use it as like a workout.
Yeah.
Our hearts were pounding as we were doing it. But anyway, okay, so I do want to see Oppenheimer. Maybe I'll just fast forward 30 minutes in the middle, except the Florence Pugh scenes. Oof. I'll slow those down.
Yeah,
that's what I've heard. Florence Pugh is wonderful. Yeah. She's kind of my girl crush these days. Like,
oh, she's in Dune 2.
Yes, I've seen her on all the red carpets and stuff. I didn't know she was in that.
Yeah.
I love Florence Pugh. A couple of like young actresses that I'm really enjoying all their stuff right now is Florence Pugh. Of course, now, as I say it, the girl from Where the Crawdads Sing and Normal People.
I don't know.
She has why can't I think of it?
Don't know. I watched When the Crawdads Sing.
It's three names.
I remember I texted you coming out of that film. Or you texted me. I don't know why I remember that, but I remember telling you. Hey,
I think I texted you and you ignored whatever my text was or question or something. I think you just wrote back, I just saw an amazing movie. And I was
have, but I don't know. Yeah, because I was on a walk.
Daisy Edgar Jones. I wanted to say Daisy Scott Ridley, and I knew that was not right.
But Daisy Ridley is the Star Wars girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So anyway, yes, that's right.
What's she been in lately? Where'd she go?
She kind of disappeared. But anyway, Daisy Edgar Jones, I'm loving everything she is doing. If you haven't seen Where the Crawdads Sing, it's really good. And if you've never read the book, I kind of knew where it was going because I'd read the book in school, but I kind of forgot a lot about it.
I loved it.
Great surprise ending. So check it out. And the soundtrack is good. Taylor Swift has a song on it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
So anyway, who are some young, maybe up-and-coming... Oh, and then lastly, Zendaya. I love Zendaya, speaking of Dune.
Yeah, she's great in that.
Sydney Sweeney. Ooh, there's a lot
of
good
Zendaya
new.
Too. Huh? I said like Zendaya too.
Yeah, right? Oh, yeah. Nua is hot on Zendaya's trail.
Sydney Sweeney, that's the girl that is in that...
with Glenn Powell.
Glenn Powell movie. Anyone But You. Anyone But You, mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's from, Spokane, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Her parents drove her to Hollywood, some 13-hour drive. Mm-hmm. Have her audition for stuff.
And now, I mean, she is I would say right at this moment, she is the Hollywood It girl right now. She just hosted SNL.
She
just had that hit film. She's on Euphoria, which they're going to start the new season soon.
Yeah.
And then obviously she is drop dead gorgeous. I mean, we get great anatomy. Mm. Let's just say that. Everyone knows what we're talking about. And I saw someone had posted a photo of her on Twitter, and it was where she was showing a lot of cleavage, looking fantastic. Showing a lot of cleavage. It said, what's her name? I just blanked.
Florence Pugh?
No, the girl we're talking about.
Sydney Sweeney.
It said, Sydney Sweeney will be receiving an award tonight because she has made suicide rates drop 54%. Less people are committing suicide because they just want to stay to look at her.
Yeah.
a morbid way to look at it, and just a weird way, a backhanded compliment to say how hot she is. And she really is.
She's cute.
She's adorable.
I'm not a,
you're not a boob guy?
No.
Oh, what kind of guy are you?
I'm if we're just picking anatomy parts, I like
it's
legs.
It's okay to be attracted to certain parts of people.
Legs and... Tookus.
You're a legs and tookus guy.
Yes.
I'm not a boob guy. I'm a legs and tookus guy. I'm a back girl. I always have been very attracted to men's, if they have not kind of a broad back, maybe shoulders and back.
There's a
photo. I find
photo,
it very,
not
that
that
very attractive.
The only time I've ever really seen my back, and I was proud of it.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I was with you in a dress, a backless dress. And I thought, look at these shoulders in that back. I'll show it to you right now.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
We had long ball gowns. Lee and I filmed a royal wedding parody. At where we live in Kentucky, there is a literal property called The Castle. And it is an iconic hotel, restaurant, event center. It is a place to see if you come to central Kentucky. And we filmed a royal wedding parody there, and we both had on ball gowns. I know the picture you're talking about. I think we had on orange and yellow dresses.
I don't know that Nua has seen it.
I think my back looked just okay.
Yeah, I had a little more definition than you did.
Yeah. Guys, if you're just listening to the podcast, we're sorry because we are filming this as well, the video version, to go on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel.
Can you insert this in the video so folks can see it on YouTube if I give it to you?
Or, Lee, you could just walk up to the camera and show it to them. It'll be out of focus.
I'll try to insert it.
You can try too.
Okay. Nua, trust
no
us.
No promises.
You're going to love it.
Someone
it'll be worth your
time.
All right. I don't know what time it is. What time is it?
28 minutes.
28 minutes. That's
maybe
weird.
I deleted it. I don't know. I can't. No, there it is. Oh. Here it is, everybody. My goodness, that's a sexy back. Look at that.
Everyone watching on the video version.
Well,
hold
he
your
can
horses.
Show it, but I mean,
yeah, just
oh
got his back.
Yeah. And my nude Victoria's Secret bra is showing. I look ridiculous.
I took mine off.
You took your nude Victoria's Secret bra off. Oh, your back looks great.
Yeah.
You should wear backless gowns more often.
I would.
Oh, gosh.
Most of the photos I have, I delete. Like, blah. What an idiot.
What do you think is going to happen on Saturday at 4 p.m.?
Talking about Kentucky and Tennessee?
I am. What's your prediction? Tennessee got them when they came to Rupp. Tennessee left with the win.
They did.
So now, second game in the series.
These guys got a chip on their shoulder. My beloved Kentucky Wildcats is what you're referring to.
Yes, that's right. I love the Kentucky Wildcats as well.
They have...
But everybody's from somewhere. I'm from Tennessee, and I love the Vols, too.
They have matured a bit. Tennessee's one of the best teams in the nation. Mm-hmm. They could win the whole thing.
Yeah. But a lot of people are saying that about Kentucky now, too, as they've developed in recent weeks. Yeah. But the inconsistency is, I think, what's got
people. And it's all on the defensive end of our basketball team where we have lapses. We're kind of high-powered octane, just...
NOS. Turn the NOS on.
Nuclear fusion offense. It's amazing, but...
Dilly-dilly.
Man, do we make lapses sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. Poor Reed's got a steal just to get it going again.
Yeah.
I think it'll be really, really good. They are doing senior night at Tennessee. It's the last home
game.
And
they play
for
at 4.
4 o'clock. 4 o'clock Eastern down in Knoxville. And Dalton Connect, Santiago Vescovi, Josiah Jordan-James, three of the Tennessee players. And then another one who's not part of the – doesn't play as much. He's a senior as well. And they're doing senior night, sending him off in style. Dalton Connect, man. Where did he come from? That's been a big talk this
season.
Was he
a transfer portal?
Yes. He was in high school. Then he went to like a small community college. Then went to Northern Colorado. Anyway, didn't get a lot of attention.
So he's like Antonio Reeves.
Yeah.
Where did he play? Illinois or?
Something. Yeah. It's like he kind of had a random track. But it gave him time to develop. And now
Illinois State. Maybe it's Illinois State where he played.
Yeah. Antonio Reeves as well.
Yeah.
They both are just absolutely tops in so many stats this season. So I'm excited for the game.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I am. It's going to be really, really good. So we'll see what happens.
I'm going to be watching at a bar in Florida.
Oh, you're going to Florida?
Mm-hmm.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Exciting. What for?
Getaway.
Oh.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
So
good for you. I'm jealous.
Hopefully.
When do you leave?
Friday.
After the show, I hope.
Yeah.
We've got to record.
Yeah, after the show. Yeah.
That's it. Thanks for sharing. You're not going to say that was, yeah.
Well, because I was asking.
Is it a secret?
No, I just trying to figure out when.
Jury duty down there?
No, I hope not. Dispose of.
Or is your case up?
I got to dispose of a rapper.
Florida man, so and so.
Yeah, right.
What was that? I saw some meme the other day about don't. You know,
cry for me, Argentina.
Stay away from selfish, narcissist people, which of course means don't date anyone from Florida. Something like that.
Oh, yikes. Sweeping generalization.
Yeah, big one. Mm. Yeah. My mother lives in Florida now, you know.
Yeah. Is she a narcissist?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, she's not.
She's a sweetie pie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Do you want to do some questions?
Yeah,
and by the way, if you have a question or a topic you'd like for us to discuss on Lee and Haley Overtime, mm-hmm. Well, all you got to do is write to us. It's ideas@leeandhaley.com. And the way you spell Haley is the way I was told last night at a bar. It's H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Now, there's more context that needs to be given. Now, who told you how to spell it that
way? A young lady came up to me.
The bartender.
And said, I've been watching you since I was a little girl. And I went, well,
which already is a little punch to the gut.
Yeah, that is. I said, oh, well, thank you. That's great. I'll be dying soon to get out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you can watch someone else on TV.
Sure. No, take it as a compliment. It means you've had a long career, and that's why so many people know you and love you.
Mm.
Or you could look at it the way you did, which means you're near death.
Yeah. And then she said, and by the way, I spell my name the way you spell your daughter's name. H-A-Y-L-E-Y.
I still got it. I'm not Lee's daughter. We don't know whatever we've said to make you think that I'm his daughter, everyone at home, including that sweet bartender, Haley. Haley, if you're listening, I love you. And thank you so much for giving our producer, Nikita, one of the hardest laughs of her life because she was with you.
Yeah.
And I asked you, Lee shared the show, this story on the show today. And I said, well, what did you say back to her? And Lee said, I didn't say anything. I just looked at Nikita. And Nikita.
Oh, I've never seen her more happy in my life.
Oh, my God. The hysterical laughter. I wish I'd been there just to see Nikita.
I mean, just.
She loved it more than I did.
Euphoria. Exuberance.
Well, because you always say things at her expense. And so for her to witness someone saying something at your expense, it probably felt like justice to her. Closure, even.
I don't know. I mean, this was not someone having fun with me. This is what they believed to
be
true.
And that's why she, excuse me.
So they took all the data points they had and concluded, you're my daughter.
I could be. Not that there's a, I mean, age-wise. I don't mean, you know, you and my mom did have that one night of love at your dad's house.
Where Paul John fingered me.
Stop saying that.
That's how you identify a criminal.
He got fingered. Like Dick Tracy movies.
Yes.
Just say, he pointed me out. He picked me out of a lineup. He
fingered me.
He fingered me. Even weirder for a woman to say it.
Nua's
ashamed over there.
Here is a question from Caleb. Says, what is a conspiracy theory that people should know about?
Oh, good question. Caleb, one of our photographer editors. A conspiracy theory people should know about, like one that we've heard that.
Yes.
Well, the conspiracy theory I'm deep in right now, and I know 90% of it's not true, but basically people just want clearance and clarity is, where is Kate Middleton? We finally got a picture of her yesterday. Pictures taken, I think, by the Daily Mail or something, or TMZ, because Kate had surgery back in January, but online sleuths have determined she has not been seen publicly since Christmas Day when they went to church, as the royal family always does in England. She's not been seen since then. It's the longest since she's really been on the world's radar since she and William started dating 300 years ago that we haven't seen her. And so the internet has gone wild. Where is she? Well, we finally saw her riding in a car with her mom the other day. So we know she's alive because some people were like, we think she's dead, and they're just not telling us. She's alive, or an extremely accurate body double is alive. But if you want some really good entertainment, go to Reddit. People are saying maybe she's gone because she had a BBL. Maybe she's gone because she cut bangs and
What's
she's waiting.
What's a BBL?
It is a Brazilian butt lift.
Oh.
It's where they take fat from some parts of your body and put it in your butt and lift things up. And it's like a full body reconstruction.
I don't think that's all that great either.
What?
A big booty lift.
A Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, I thought it was big booty lift.
You think if there's a real plastic surgery, the doctors at whatever, Plastic Surgeries R Us, are going to name it the big butt lift.
Or booty.
The big booty lift.
Big back.
The big back bonanza.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Reddit is absolutely hysterical saying where she is. I saw
when
my favorite
see
conspiracy
girls
theory.
Do that, I automatically go right back to my great grandmother. Her bottom did that. It was massive and stuck out. Martha Fulks could knock things over as she walked around and sometimes give you a little toot.
It was a
She would. You know, and at my age, I was, you know, that was eye level for me. It was the biggest thing ever. And now guys are wanting that. I just think of an 85-year-old woman.
Oh, my gosh. I got to give a shout out to your first cousin, Will, right now. Yeah. I ran into him at an event last night. And Will, hello, buddy. He told me that he is listening to our podcast every week.
He knew Granny Fulks.
I was going to say, is this from the same side of the family?
Yes.
Would he concur?
That was his great-grandmother as well. Oh, yeah.
On her big booty bonanza?
Yeah.
You know, it's a nice place to land, though, when you're a child. You know, you tend to run hard at your family members and grab them and hug them,
well,
kind of at waist level.
So she flips around at the last moment to bounce you off?
No, maybe she's cooking at the stove, and you're like, there she is, and you run and hug
her. Oh, could she cook?
Oh.
The best biscuits and gravy a man could ever have.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So wonderful.
Oh, dear. That's so funny.
I don't have any conspiracies because I don't believe in conspiracies.
Well, my favorite Kate Middleton, someone created a horribly Photoshopped photo, but it was of Kate and Pete Davidson holding hands, and it said, Kate, no.
Here's my theory on conspiracies. Whether it's, say, 9/11, where people think that was an inside job, or they think JFK and all of that nonsense going on.
Mm-hmm.
If you know the human dynamic at all, people cannot keep their mouth shut.
Somebody would have squealed.
Bill Clinton could not get serviced in the Oval Office, and there was only two people in there on Easter Sunday, him and Monica, and you and I are talking about it. If you can't keep that quiet.
Who fingered him?
I think it was the dress.
Oh, the dress.
Yes.
Yikes.
Or she went and told...
She told that Jennifer Flowers. Not Jennifer Flowers.
No, Linda somebody.
Linda Tripp?
Yes, Linda Tripp, played brilliantly by John Goodman.
Oh, that's
on Saturday
right.
Night Live. That was such a great portrayal.
Who was Jennifer Flowers? She also slept with him?
Yes.
She was another girl.
That was another girl.
He was unfaithful to his side pieces. And that
to
hurt.
His side pieces,
yeah, that was that's sad. And
yes,
to his wife. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Do you think it was the first time?
Yeah, no.
Bill.
Bridget wants to know our best anesthesia story.
I think we may have done this a couple weeks ago.
Did.
I think someone else asked this question. We both just said, I think last week I said, my mom said I just complimented the nurses a lot. You asked the nurse to help you get ready instead of your
to
mother.
To get dressed.
Yeah,
yes.
To get dressed.
Yes.
Help me.
Yeah, I don't want my mother. I don't remember any of that. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
I kicked my mom out of the room and said, no, let this young lady have the privilege.
And she said, oh, thank you, sir. Thank you.
You know, I have a sad story about anesthesia. When I was coming to after butt surgery, I may have told you this on the podcast. My girlfriend was supposed to come visit, but her dad wanted to give her a tour of Toyota.
So she chose.
So I have, even though it's butt surgery, to me, it's major surgery.
Now, what kind of surgery? Were you having a Brazilian butt lift?
No, I was having something removed.
Reduction. Mine was too juicy.
That was too juicy. And I remember waking up and going, is Heather here? No.
The only thing that'll get me through.
And I said, you got to help me get ready. I got to, because in those days, the hair was everything, and it was so big, and you had to use product and get it to part in the middle the way I wore it, like Mo Howard.
Uh-huh.
And I got to get this ready. She's coming.
Oh.
And I can't let her see me like
Meanwhile,
this.
Meanwhile, you're in recovery.
And I am in recovery, and I am
You had to be
fighting.
Put to sleep for this surgery?
Yes.
Okay, so you are in recovery.
Yes.
Waking up.
And I'm like fighting and trying to, and like people are holding me up while I'm putting water on my hair so I could see her. Because I lived through it, now we can be together.
Yeah.
And then I go and lay back in the bed, and there was a phone, and she called, said, no, Dad's taking us to Toyota. I went through all of that effort.
I had butt surgery for
I had major surgery here.
I had a cheek reduction for you. No, yeah, you had some sort of odd medical situation go on. The human body is weird.
Yeah.
How it chooses to
betray
us. I had
it like twice and then never had it again.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was about. Nikita wants to know, do you prefer text or call?
You and I will be opposites on this. I'm a text queen. Phone calls sometimes give me too much anxiety.
Yeah, because you're giving away yourself.
Yeah.
Because you can't hide
I don't have time to think about, yeah, I can't hide inflection. I don't have time to think about my response. Like if it's kind of if I'm just talking to friends or, you know, making a dentist appointment or something like that, it doesn't bother me. That's fine. I know what I'm calling for. You know what we're talking about. Da, da, da. But if it's like a little bit of could be with someone you don't 100% get along with. Or,
I think it's the most ridiculous thing ever. I could get this information to you much quicker if we were talking. Plus, I can read you. I'd rather be able to read you to know where I stand.
Than a text.
Yes.
Do you respond, like when you get those automated texts from politicians asking you to get out the vote, do you respond and say, please call me? I'd rather have this conversation.
No, I'm not talking to them. But people that I'm...
But you're a big phone call guy.
Yeah.
Anytime like we need to talk to someone about something related to the show or the business, whatever, you'll be like, oh, I'll call them. I'm like, well, don't just send them an email. Text them. That's me. I always am like, I'll text them. He's always like, I'll call him.
Why avoid the personal touch?
I don't know. I just, in my head, it takes a long time to call. I don't know why.
And you guys make fun of me all the time because of the way I talk on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So, one, I don't need everybody hearing what I'm saying. But two, it's much more clear if you cup the phone like this. So when I speak to someone, I don't have to yell. I can actually whisper and use...
Yeah.
Different volume and inflection. And
what do you think you're putting on an old school radio drama?
Well, if I'm trying to do business or do business.
Oh, wow.
I want to talk like this. Yeah.
Oh. You do do that. You do hold cup it like that. And a lot of times, if we can't find Lee in the office, we all look out the window. Because Lee loves to take a phone call on nice days out in the parking lot and like walk laps. Yeah. You know, one person might do that if they wanted privacy or they're angry or they're trying to blow off steam. No, Lee just loves nature. And so if we can't find him, you'll see all of us go and look out the window. One of us will be like, yeah, he's over there by the trees.
I do love nature, but then I smell like a horse.
You can, yeah, sometimes you do. You'll come back in and you'll say, sorry, I smell like outside.
Because you would always tell me I didn't.
No, I said sometimes. 90% of the time, I don't think you smell fine. You smell like fresh air. But then occasionally you'd come in and I'd be like, you do smell like a bit ripe. Needed to be picked 2 days ago.
See, this is devastating. I'll never be able to recover from that.
Lee's big fear is smelling bad.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you have rather your girlfriend not shown up because of the Toyota tour or shown up and been like, when's the last time you put a wash rag in your pits?
The Toyota tour.
The Toyota tour.
That's not her responsibility. Her father made her do that.
Did he like you?
No.
Yeah. That Toyota tour, I guarantee you, popped up right when she said. You know,
I think he did. I think now he realizes I was probably the best shot he had. Because I don't know what's going on with her life.
You don't? I was going to say, what's happened
well,
to her?
Well, she's a successful gynecologist. But
is she married with children?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, no.
But
that sounds awful. She's got a lucrative medical career.
I don't know what her dude does. He could just be sitting there playing video games all day.
Maybe he is. Maybe that's what she likes. But you think her dad is like, if only Lee was here.
If I hadn't chased him away.
If I hadn't gotten her to see the assembly line.
He made me feed their dog while he took her away from me on vacation. And he had a Doberman Pinscher, the meanest dog I've ever met in my life, chained. You would go feed a dog. You think the dog would be grateful that someone's bringing him food. No, the dog would try to kill me each and every time. And it would be a fight for your life. Because the dog weighed 100 pounds.
Yeah, Dobermans are, they're
pretty. And he just all roided out, looking at you like,
he's juiced.
Come at me. And I'd just, throw food at him.
Oh, my gosh.
I took care of that dog.
Where's the dog now?
Dead, I hope.
You were his best option.
I hope he's dead. He's got to be dead now.
That is awful.
I was going to say,
I've never wished death upon a dog. I have. There was one dog that I've met in my life that I wished death upon.
That dog bit my brother. My brother was in junior high.
Yeah.
And when he did, I lit that dog up.
And it felt great.
I would have won the Ray Guy Award. I kicked that dog in his nuts so hard. I everything I had. We both lifted off the ground. And I got what I wanted. Yeah, he bothered us no longer.
And what sound did the dog make?
Yeah.
That's your kicking sound.
Yeah. Here's our last one.
Yeah.
New one wants to know, when will you two finally get new phones?
Okay, Lee and I have iPhone 11s, and Nua is an early adopter to any new technology, and we are not. We grew up in the era where you got a Verizon phone and you had to wait 2 years before you could get an upgrade. And I still live by that, and now that doesn't really happen anymore. So now it's just like, well, the phones are so well made. If it's still working, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I don't need to shell out another $1,000 for a phone that does the same thing but with a little nicer camera.
I mean, the way I'll do it is just withhold money from Nua, and that way I can go buy a phone.
Yes. Nua, thoughts?
That explains a lot.
Mm-hmm. What do you have? You have the iPhone 76? 14.
Yeah,
14.
And you love it?
Yeah, I love it.
What's so great about it? The camera?
I like the screen because they got rid of the notch up top.
The notch up top? Oh, that thing.
Yeah.
That's almost, how do you hear?
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's a speaker.
Yeah, they moved the speaker up even higher. It's on the edge.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Whatever.
My cousin Adam works at Apple in California.
He does?
Yeah, but he will never tell us anything about it. Hmm. It's all secrets. It's like Apple treats their products like, I know it's intellectual property and all that stuff. They can't have Samsung and other companies stealing their info and knowing what's coming up. But I equate it to the military. His younger brother was in the Navy and couldn't tell us a lot of what he did. And then now Adam's like, I'm at Apple. I am also sworn to secrecy. Hmm. I think the world of both of my male cousins, they're awesome. All right, well, anything else?
No, I guess that's it.
Thank you once again to our sponsors. Go see Shun Li Chinese Cuisine. They had their grand opening recently, and go check them out for lunch, dinner, anything. It is so delicious. Where is it, Lee?
That's 111 Woodland Avenue. It's right off of Main Street or Richmond Road, however you describe it.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic. Dinner, lunch, whatever you like, 859-309-0305. Make a reservation and go enjoy yourself.
Yes. Thank you, everybody, for listening or watching. Again, you can watch the video version on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel or listen wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to all of our, subscribe to the podcast, first of all, but subscribe to the Lee and Haley YouTube channel and also give us a follow on your favorite social media platform. Just search Lee and Haley or Haley Harmon and Lee Cruz. We have our own personal, our personal pages as well. So check it out. Check it out. Anyway, Godspeed, safe travels on your trip.
Sure. Thanks.
To flow right. You're being weird about it. Why are you chopping it off? Something going on down there?
Maybe. I can't talk about it.
I think you do have a court date.
No.
Or a daughter named Haley down there that you're trying to bond with.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say something nice to me real quick, and I'll respond the way you just did. Like I said, have fun in Florida. Thank you. Tell me.
I thought we were wrapping up.
We are. I was trying to wrap up like a normal human, and you wrapped up like an android.
No, I was just saying goodbye.
No, you're the android of my life. All right, everybody, that's it for this episode. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you on next week's episode of Lee and Haley Overtime.
Bye-bye.
Bye.